Stoveleg Media, igniting conversation.
Welcome to True Crime to Go. What can I get for you?
I don't know. Feeling like a missing person case would be fun, but maybe don't search the entire house, just part of it, but then go back, search the full
pull
house.
Up to the second window, and we'll see you next crime.
Welcome to True Crime to Go. I am John, here with Jamie. What's going on, brother?
She's on thin ice. That's two times in a row she's interrupted us, and I have about had it.
Well, I mean, like I said, it's hard to find good help these days. I got a place she could probably go work.
What does that mean?
Well, I have a negative interaction every single time I go to a particular restaurant in my hometown.
Okay.
I continue to go, so shame on
you.
You
do. I don't know why you do that, but yeah. Today's crime story in 10 minutes or less. Better get us rolling.
All right, man. We're going to go back to very recently. On Friday evening, September the 28th, 2025, Renea Lewis of Vallejo, California, was last seen alive. And though the exact time and circumstances remain unclear, here's what we know. Now, she was not formally reported missing until the following Sunday, meaning that there was a gap of roughly 2 days before authorities were alerted that she was missing. Friends and family were, of course, concerned. There was a young woman of her age living in this part of California, and these reports were taken seriously, but the community wanted answers. And, you know, to not hear from somebody these days for that long, it's a little weird, right?
Communication's pretty accessible. So investigators started trying to piece together her last known moments, trying to track down her footsteps and see where she went, possible connections to the area. And on that Monday, they linked Lewis to a particular home in Vallejo. Police conducted an initial cursory search of the home, but did not locate her. That search, however, set the stage for what was to come next.
A warrant was obtained for a more thorough search, and during that deeper search, officers discovered a concealed or secret entryway into the attic of the home, and they opened that up, and that's when they found the remains of a woman inside. And the remains are suspected to be those of Miss Lewis. So following that discovery, investigators named Douglas Irwin Shaw, aged 41, and also a resident of the same town, as a potential suspect.
Shaw was arrested on suspicion of murder on September 30th. After his arrest, he gave a statement admitting responsibility for the crime. He's currently booked in the Solano County Jail facing these charges. Authorities have not come forward with a motive nor clarified the relationship that Lewis and Shaw had or if they actually knew each other at all before this. The Vallejo police chief described the killing as heartbreaking and senseless, offering condolences to Lewis's family. This is the 14th homicide in Vallejo during this calendar year.
That's awful, man. So one of the most interesting things about this case is that there was a hidden attic entrance. So this suggests, at least in some folks' opinions, and maybe mine, that there was some level of planning or at least an attempt to conceal whoever was responsible, right? So the fact that the initial cursory search missed the attic underscores how this was hidden, and this was not something that was easily seen or discoverable. So the discovery of a human remains in such a concealed space raises a lot of questions. How long were the remains there? Did the perpetrator use the attic space specifically because of its concealment? And who was the homeowner? You know, so there's a lot of questions.
This wasn't Shaw's house, to be clear. He did admit responsibility, but we don't know how they got in there. The big question for me, I mean, I guess I get the idea of having some hidden or secret places in your home, but in a situation like this, was that place created to conceal bodies? Like, how deep does this go? Or was it just a door that was hidden and they thought it, or Shaw thought it would be a good place to hide a body? I don't know.
Yeah, and we don't know a lot about Shaw. I mean, this is brand new. It's kind of trending right now, so we wanted to get it out to you, and of course we'll keep you updated, but we really don't know if Shaw has a criminal history or ties to Lewis. So I think over the next few days and weeks, I think this will be picking up steam. But so far, public sources have not disclosed those details. Because the motive is, you know, also unknown, prosecutors need to lean heavily on his admission. They also need to really look at forensic evidence from the scene and find out if there were any kind of communication between the two, possible eyewitness testimony. They're going to have their work cut out on him. And, you know, just because you admit now doesn't mean you're going to always do that, because you can always recant or say that you were coerced into saying that. So they don't have an open shut case right now.
False confessions are a reality. They absolutely happen. But we also live at a time that they're talked about quite a bit more. So I think a lot of times people are going to look to fall back on that. And this may be one of those situations. Who knows? But I just hope her family gets justice, that if it was Shaw, that he is, that this goes quickly so that they don't have to keep reliving this horrific tragedy. And hopefully this wasn't an area concealed just for bodies, because we don't want to find any more.
Yeah, for sure. I think it's interesting though, that you know, police search this home and they can't see it. They don't find the attic. I wonder what made them feel the need to do a warrant for a deeper search.
Right.
They must have had something. So that's interesting to me, is what made them know that they needed to go back.
Yeah, what tipped them off, and how did they ultimately find this hidden entrance? Was it did the homeowner point it out to them? Was there some kind of odor? Like, we don't know, but
I was sitting here wondering that, is did they smell the smell of a decomposing body, but then just couldn't find how to get to it?
Right. So that would give you some more probable cause, I guess, to go back and do another
also,
search.
Also, attics in California, even this time of year, they're going to be hot.
Got to be hot.
Even after a couple of days, it's going to be very noticeable.
It's not Valet cold, am I right? I don't even know what that means.
You know, but I like it.
All right, guys, we appreciate y'all. It's been another crime story in 10 minutes or less.
Would you like crime with that?
You've listened to True Crime Cast, distributed by Stoveleg Media. Check out Stoveleg.com to find out more about your hosts and to find other podcasts to listen to. Stoveleg Media, igniting conversation.